This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
649. This might surprise you. It certainly did me. Listen up. Once you have discovered that stress is not an enemy to be feared and avoided, but rather a friend with a profound message to embrace, your whole idea of stress will have changed to a more beneficial one. Well, that was written by Melissa Carr. Dr. Carr is a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, and she's on the line with us. We're talking stress this morning. Dr. Carr, good day to you.
Good morning.
What do you mean that stress is not an enemy? We all think it's an enemy.
Well, stress has helped us to survive. In order to be able to get away from a dangerous situation, stress has been vital to our survival. It helps us to prepare to run away or fight a dangerous situation. The problem now is chronic stress.
And that is what?
Yeah, so chronic stress is the daily sort of thing of worrying about money, worrying about the job, worrying about tomorrow, worrying about the day after tomorrow. Chronic stress is when you are worrying about everything, and it can be sort of little things that sort of pick away at your thinking on an ongoing basis.
Well, we all have that, though, don't we? I mean, the visa bill arrives in the mail, or mom's not doing too well. The boss is hinting that you might get the boot. I mean, how do you prevent stress?
Well, it's certainly we don't have control over everything in our lives, and it's more about how we perceive it, how we manage it. That's most important. The things that we do in order to be able to have those stressors in our lives and not have it impact us and our health. So things like meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, or going for a run. It might be painting or playing music or something that helps you to feel that you can manage your stress better.
And where does this come from, this being able to manage it? Do you have to go out and find somebody who can teach you this, or can it come naturally?
Well, it certainly can be something that you seek out a teacher for, and that I have found for many people is where they start. But it can be just starting with a nice, slow routine of deep breaths, doing that on a regular basis, having it become such a habit to practice slow, deep breathing that it becomes like getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth to get ready to go to work. You don't have to think about brushing your teeth. You just do.
I'm going to get you to tell us about some very specific things that we can do for very specific conditions, and we'll pick up that conversation momentarily with Dr. Melissa Carr. 6:55, to find out more about our guest this morning, Dr. Melissa Carr, you can go to cknw.com. She's a registered doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, and in the time we have available, let's get down to some very specific items that affect so many people. Dr. Carr, how about headaches? What can you do?
Well, there's a point on the back of the hand that we use traditionally often for treating headaches. It's located between the index finger and the thumb on the back of the hand. And if you feel around in the muscle there, you can find a tender point. And usually that actually helps to relieve headaches, especially if the headaches are at the front of the head.
And does that happen quickly or does it take a while?
It takes a little bit of time. You need to apply enough pressure to the spot that's tender that it feels a little bit sore, about 30 seconds to a minute on each side. And it may not get rid of the headache entirely, but I find for many it certainly dulls it.
Some many people listening this morning will know this problem. People have problems sleeping. People have insomnia. They take lots of sleeping pills. What's an alternative?
Well, there is an interesting one that I came across that is traditional Chinese medicine, and other traditions have used it too. You slice up an onion and you put it inside a glass jar. And if you inhale the fumes before you go to sleep, it's supposed to help you to fall asleep. It's just one of many different therapies that can be helpful that are natural.
Does it work? Do you know?
I have had a little. I've had a couple of people try it. Most people are trying other things instead of that one because they don't want to have the smell of onions. But I have had a couple of people find it successful. The ones mostly people are coming in for treatment, so they're finding acupuncture is very helpful for them too.
Digestive problems.
Yeah, ginger tea is a really simple thing to do. Ginger, particularly nausea and indigestion and vomiting, the ginger tea is really easy to brew and helps to settle the stomach. Peppermint tea is also very helpful as well.
Are there different qualities of ginger, though? Do you have to be careful what it is you're buying?
Well, you could certainly can find good quality fresh ginger and just grate it, but you can also find bags of ginger tea in the store as well.
Sounds good. Nice to talk to you this morning. Dr. Melissa Carr, you can go to cknw.com, find out a lot more about her and her writings, and you will maybe turning yourself onto a nice jar of onions before you go to slumber tonight. The news is next. CKNW Morning News Time is 5:58.